Anyway, let's go to the Word this morning. I've got a message called, we're in a series called Bless This Mess. Can you say that with me? Bless This Mess. Brand new series starting today. And basically, over the next several weeks, I'm going to talk about messes that we see in the Word of God that God blessed. At the end of the day, folks, that's what we are. We're a mess. Now, you might be better than I am. You know, somebody else, all right? But next to God, God looks down at us. You know what he sees? Like, oh, my gosh, a mess. Amen? So how can God bless a mess? So we're going to talk about that in the coming weeks, to encourage your heart, to see how others got blessed, to see how others did it. Now, we ain't talking some hocus-pocus, some kind of crazy Christian TV kind of something going on. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking from the Word of God, people's lives who are radically changed, and God bless some messes. Amen? Today, I figured, well, we may as well start with me. All right? I'm a mess. All right? And I got a message today since it's anniversary Sunday. I just want to, didn't even know how it's going to work out. It's totally different than any other way I normally preach. But I just want to just be personal a little bit with you and tell you a little bit what was going on in my life when we started Fellowship Church. Okay? How many were there the first day we started Fellowship Church? Can I see your hand? Okay. Then it looks like I need to have a talk with you. Here we go. Here we go. Can God bless a mess? That's what the title of this message is. Can God bless a mess? Say that with me. Can God bless a mess? Or do I have to line myself up just right and send a preacher guy on TV $50 for a prayer cloth? Do I have to? What's up with that? Can God bless a mess? Can I come to God in a mess and somehow him help me? Say. Yeah. Okay, because if you couldn't, we'd be in a heap of trouble. All right? Let's look. Here we go. Let's go with the message. A little different. Can God bless a mess? It was early August 2002 for me. I'd just taken a trip overseas, going to Ukraine. Was under a lot of stress because the church I was serving at, I was serving with my wife's dad, loved him. And had a good ministry, but it had sort of run off the wheels a little bit. And had a Christian school. Without getting into all the details, the point is, many of you have been there when church ain't much fun to go to anymore. You hearing what I'm saying, yes or no? Okay? If you talk to people like me, pastors, people who are leaders in ministry, well, I'd had all of them just standing up going, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So this was sort of what I was going through. But still just doing the thing, getting there, doing the job. My wife was under a lot of stress because there's some serious tension in her family, and serious is a understatement. And so it's just a really hard time. But I'm the kind of guy that I get up every day. If it's hard, guess what? I'm going to get harder. You're going to stand in my way, I'll probably run over you. That's me, but that's in the flesh, man. That's in the flesh. And I'm here trying to do a spiritual job. And so this is not good. So I had two friends, my closest friends, they're both pastors, Brett Jones and Joey Bird. How many have heard Joey Bird preach? There you go. Amen. They came to my house at 7 a.m. to go fishing. We're just getting together. And so we sat down at that table. That's my dining table. That table's probably 100 plus years old. Who in the world knows what's going on around that table? But we sat there at that table. We're just sitting down for a little bite to eat before we're going to go fishing. We'll jump in the boat and we're going to go. Have us a good day. But something happened. We didn't get up from that table until 3 p.m. I don't know, fellas. You know, if you're going fishing, we're going to grab something to eat. We're going fishing now, right? Isn't that how we do it? Say, we'll sit around the table all day. Get up, fool. Amen. But we sat there. And I remember Joey Bird saying to me, he said, the only time I've really ever seen you break down is when your mother was murdered. He said, we've been sitting here and you've broken down 5 times. Here's what he said to me, both of them. You're a mess. Joey Bird looked at me. He said, you're selfish. You're tough. You're just going to stay with it. I've been there 17 years. He said, why, your wife has a nervous breakdown. You're tough, aren't you? No, you're selfish is what you are. Wow. That's rough. And you know what? They wouldn't get up to, from that table until I decided, until they got out of me, it's over. It's over. It's over. And I'm working with my father-in-law 17 years. The plan was I'll just take over that ministry. I'd already, you know, co-pastoring with him. And, you know, I mean, it might not be a big deal to you guys. It was a big deal to me. 17 years is a long time of your life. Amen? Most people couldn't work 3 weeks with their in-laws. Excuse me. Point is, they were the two of the dearest people on this earth, and they had nothing but my best interest at heart. They did not have any selfish motive whatsoever. God just had them there to help me, and probably only two people on the planet could be in that one room at that one time and get me to do that. And so that's what I did. And I'm going to move the story on. I could talk forever about this. 1 week later, I sat back at that table, and I had my wife and my daughter and my son and my father-in-law at the table. And I'd written it out, and I told him, basically, Pastor, it's over. I can't, you know, we've been here 17 years, had a great ministry together, and I love you, but I can't keep up with this mess, and I just can't do it anymore. It'd be easier for me just to walk away than me to break people's necks. You ever felt that way? That's a mess, ain't it? Say. Yeah. And so I resigned that day. Gave my 2 week notice. And wow, that was hard. And he actually said, is there not another way? I said, no, Pastor. And then he said this statement. It's probably about time you got away from this crazy family. That's what he said. I'm like, yes, that's roof. No, I'm just kidding. Rough, ain't it? Say. Can God bless a mess? Yeah, he can bless a mess. It was messy, messy time. Now we're going to move faster. 2 weeks later, I was done. That evening, I was going to give a big concert. I not only pastored and preached, but I also led worship and all that kind of stuff. And so I gave a big concert. Little did I know, after that service that day, they'd rushed my father-in-law after the noon service to the hospital. He had had a heart attack. 2 days later, my father-in-law died of heart failure. 1 day after that, I offered to stay. Can't bring him back, but I can stay. There's that old Gary. I'm just going to fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to, see, I got me end around my buddies now, right? And I'll stay. And so, Karen Simpson, where are you? Well, Karen remembers this part. So I told them I'd stay. I've been there 17 years, ain't even left yet. And they said, well, you need to put in a resume. Did they say that? Who did the resume? You know who my references were? Usually have like five references. My references were all the church people at the church. And it was like this big, wasn't it? With their phone numbers. Willing to stay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all that good stuff. Amen. Even had me a doctorate and everything. Isn't that great? 30 days later, can you say that with me? I was. Yeah, that's what I said. Rejected from people, many of that I'd led to Christ. Not trying to be ugly today, friend. This is so common. It's common. My story's a common story. But that's the point is, life is just a mess sometimes, isn't it? Say, it's a mess. What are you going to do? So I was rejected. All right? And so I'm just walking a little bit of the history. Now I could talk all day, but that's why I put it on the screen, so I'll hush. My family never intended to start a church. I've been at this a long time. There's churches, there's big churches out there, Alan, that we don't need to go build. They're empty. I know that. I'm a mess. It's crazy. Why would I start a church? I guess God wanted us to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm about to let you preach. Amen. Come on. She's got it. She's right on with me today. Amen. So we were a mess. Listen to me. Come on. Hang in here with me. We were a mess. The question is, can God bless a mess? And I want to move the pictures forward now. Raj, we got to fly, buddy. That's my family. You know us. And my wife right down front. My son's down in the Naples area, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers area. And my daughter, Elise, are you here somewhere in the house? That's my baby doll. She's home today from college at USF. Can we say hello? Welcome, Elise. Hey, hey. Amen. They all know I could add a lot to this story, but we're moving, brother. Here we go. So our family, what were we going to do? I had severance pay for a year. They made me one payment of my severance pay. It's supposed to be a every 2 week payment. They gave me one payment and then left me out there to starve to death. Never paid me another payment. Listen to me. That's the truth. You're talking about a mess, say. Pressure. Then I get even madder. All right? Can God bless me? Can God help me? I'm hoping this is going to help you to know whatever you're going through. If he can help the crazy man up here, he can help you. Okay? Keep looking. That's my home. When you come in my door, you look down through here. Why did I put that picture on the screen today? Because we decided, after I offered to go back and do the right thing, that, and that's with counseling from other pastors as well, that we would start a ministry in Inglewood, Florida. It would be a non-denominational church, not a Baptist church. That's just laid up. We reach people for Jesus. We'll love people. We'll love Jesus. And so, about 60 people counting their children met with me in this room right there for 4 Wednesdays in a row. Is that right? We took these couches, shoved them against the wall, put some chairs what we could find. Most people probably stood up, as I remember correctly. The older folks, because we had quite a few of them. How many were there that meeting in my home? Can I see your hand? Was there some in the building? Okay, a few of you in the house. And they were seated. And you can't see me. This ain't the real shot, but I was back in here in this little office talking to them. Amen? We did that for 4 weeks. Just organizing. I wasn't preaching. I was just saying, this is what we need to do. If we're going to go, we've got to be evangelists. Got blah, 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 blah. Not going to be a Baptist church. And a couple of them, you know, but we're fine. Okay? I actually took a lady's Bible. I took a lady's Bible because I knew this quote was in her Bible. Here's what the quote said. I asked her for her Bible. Do you remember me doing that? I took her Bible. Let me see your Bible. In the Bible, she had written a quote from a pastor somewhere in her life that said, quote, "What I am if I'm not a Baptist? A fool." So I read that, and you know what I did? I read that in front of the folk, and I said, you know what? That's pathetic. We're called to be followers of Jesus Christ. Got it? Amen? So, that's what we did. Because I was mad. You understand? I wouldn't say do that to folk that are trying to help you. Don't be that ugly to them. Amen? But that's just the way it was. So, God laid on our heart. We had a friend. Joy and I had a friend who went to a big church in Texas. We'd never been to it, never even heard of it, other than he went to a church called Fellowship Church. And she and I thought that'd be a nice name because it sounded nice. We just wanted to be nice. Can we be nice? Say, the word means having things in common, fellowship. Amen. You can't say fellowship, fellowship. You can't say it mad. You always say fellowship, fellowship. You can't say fellowship. It's fellowship. You got it. You see what I'm saying? That's why we picked the name. Keep looking. On that Wednesday night, before our first service, we had a kickoff banquet over at the sports complex. And now every month, the first Wednesday of every month, in that very same room, we have communion. Amen? That's sort of been like our upper room. Amen? It's been a good place. I love that place. Sports complex to me isn't the weight room. Sports complex to me is that room over there that we have communion in. It's a cool thing. Sports complex, in your bulletin. We've got to keep moving. Here we go. So this is our kickoff banquet. Are you ready? Listening to me, guys? We had a kickoff banquet. What's significant about that picture? Up until that night, we did not know where we would meet. We had tried. We put our name in. I'd had special meetings here with the folk that run the schools right here at this, for this building, but I did not know. Do you know how nervous I was? Say, we got T-shirts. We got cards. We got invites. We don't know where we're going to meet. Amen, for sure. But at that night, at that kickoff banquet, I was able to announce that we're going to meet at the Lemon Bay Performing Arts Center on the campus of Lemon Bay High School. Can we praise the Lord for that? The building that I wanted, man. That was the building. If we could meet there, we could do something for God. I just felt like we could do it, man. So that was a little encouraging for sure. I needed a trailer to start out with. I was talking to a friend one day, good man. We're talking. I told him I'm going to need to go get a trailer. Does he know anybody? I'm going to have to buy one, a little one. And he started laughing at me. He said, that is so funny. He said, I got one, but it ain't a little one. It's a big, nice one. I got it parked over in the fence. I only used it a couple of times. Hey, you're welcome to it. You know? Actually ended up donating the thing to us. And, you know, we got it all lettered up. And so our mobile church was off and running. Amen? Am I boring you to tears this morning? Good. I'm just trying to share with you where we came from. Amen? Can God bless a mess? Yeah. That's how Pastor Clark used to look. Man, I always had energy, but I was stiffer than a board. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, I was just... And Bill Patterson, many of you, how many of us know Mr. Bill Patterson, who's in heaven right now? He's in heaven. Love Mr. Patterson. Great craftsman. He built me that big pulpit. You see how high that pulpit is? It's almost up to my elbow. He built me a massive pulpit, so the first several rows, you couldn't even see me. It was huge, but I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But finally, after several weeks, I had to roll that thing. We still kept bringing it out. Remember how we'd bring it out every Sunday? But we just set it back there. I love Mr. Patterson. He's the one that gave me collard greens and stuff like that. You don't want to mess with that man. Amen? So anyway, that was our first service. On our very first day, we worked our tail off. How many, anybody in the room that remembered going to Walmart, Publix, handing out cards, flyers? Anybody in the building that did that with us? Okay, a couple of us did that. T-shirts, hats. And little did we know, on day one, we opened up. We had 273 people on the first day. That was a great day! Amen! People from other churches, actually friends of mine from other churches, came. They weren't leaving their church to come to our church. They came just to support us, just to be a blessing to us, just to give us some offering money. And that very first offering, I worked our budget out on the back of a placemat at Mama's. You know, we absolutely had at least have $1,800 to $2,500 a week if we were going to make it. I'm talking about the ministry and doing everything, and that's just being barely to eat. And so that first Sunday, that very first offering was $7,000. And I thought, we're going to eat. Amen? And God bless us. There was another church in Venice, Calvary Bible Church, that I went to. And they said, Pastor, if you lack any money, if you lack any funds, if you and your family can't afford to eat or whatever, we're going to back you up. We will pay you. We will pay for you. And they were a small church themselves, but they had my back. Amen? So can God bless a mess? It sounds like He's going to maybe bless this mess, doesn't it? Say, you know what I'm saying? Look at it. So we were off and running. There's our first baptism. Roger's daughter is now a sophomore. She's about 7, 8 years old. She was the first one that we actually baptized. And you talk about a mess. I could do this all day long. Roger Johnson grew up as a pastor's son for years. His own story, he needs to tell it to you sometime. Roger's story. Away from God. Not anywhere close to God. I didn't know this man even existed on the planet. He's up in Ohio somewhere. But his mama, I know his mama. And she came to me when we started organizing, and she said, is there something you can give my son to do? My son's, all she cared about was trying to get Roger back. Can I get Roger back to God somehow? And so I met with Raj. Raj didn't want anything to do with it. No Christian crazy preacher nut guys. Amen? What I'm saying is, can God bless a mess? Roger was a mess. And old Roger's been serving Jesus with me for now about almost 8 years. Amen. 8 years. Come on. I could do this all day. The stories. Amen. It's great. God can bless a mess. Are you hearing me today? Amen. Come on. Good. Here we go. Keep looking. He can bless a mess. Now I want to take you to some scriptures, and I got to hush. All right? We're not nearly going to make it. This ain't how I normally, if you're here for the first time today, that guy don't even use the Bible. Hey, I preach the Bible all the time. Amen? And I'm going to preach some right now, but this is sort of a fancy day, a special day for us, and I just wanted to share some things from my heart. It shouldn't surprise us that God is good at blessing messes. Roger's moving now. So can God bless a mess? The answer is absolutely, oh yes. And now let's go back to the early church, to the first church. And let's just see something today before we get done. You talk about a mess, the early church. You think I was a mess. You think the folks that started out on this venture with me were a mess. Listen. The early church was a mess. Get it in your head. You're a mess. Got it? Say. Yes. Okay? Got to get there. God's God, I'm not. Listen, God can bless a mess. He can bless you. He can help you. If He can help us, He can help you. If He can help me, He can help you. The early church was a mess. Let's talk about the early church. The first church. The very first church. Help me here. Pay attention with me. Hang on. Come on. Don't go to sleep. Slap somebody. Here we go. Number one. Listen. The early church. Roger, you're clicking. Their leader, Jesus, had just been killed. Their leader. There wasn't a bunch of leaders. Yeah, there were the apostles and all that kind of stuff. But listen, they were basically useless half the time. Compared to Jesus, He was the leader. The leader was dead. Okay? But wait a minute. I thought He resurrected. Yes, He did. He resurrected. And then He left. You know what I'm saying? He resurrected from the dead. And then He left those crazy people in charge. You hear Him here or not? Say. Who did He say would be the leader? What was his name? Peter. Craziest one of them all. Is that true? Yes or no? Of course it is. Most in the early church, most of their families had turned against them. They were Jews that are now following this Jesus. Their families had turned against them, disowned them. Many had lost their homes. They'd lost their businesses, their livelihoods. Can God bless this? The religious establishment opposed them violently. It was the religious establishment that had Jesus killed. You think He's going to let these other folks, they're going to let these other folks escape? Say, no. They're opposed. This early church, they were being hunted down like dogs. One guy who did it professionally for a living, he later became a Christian. What was his name? Exactly. Made a living out of hunting down these early church people. The true colors of many of the first church began showing, revealing themselves, their true colors. They really weren't in it to follow Jesus, many of them. They were in it to overthrow Rome. And so you got people inside the early church movement that's turning, they're turncoats, they're turning on one another. You think the religious establishment may have used that to their advantage? Absolutely. Opportunistic false teachers use this time to piggyback and hijack the movement of God. What do I mean? I mean, here's a man, Jesus, who's a leader, and when he's gone, there is a vacuum there. And people come in with false teaching, what have you. If they can get them a little movement, get them a little crowd, don't you know that's happening? And the Apostle Paul dealt with that many, many times in the epistles that he wrote to us in the Word of God. It was happening everywhere. There was a void of leadership. In the early church, it led to jockeying for position and power. How many of you really think that all the apostles said, yeah, we vote for Peter? Why did you pick him? Denied Jesus three times, cut off some guy's ear. The guy's useless. He can't even walk on water long. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Do you think everybody just rallied around old Peter? No. There's problems. Can God bless a mess? If you're looking for a perfect church, this ain't it. But if you're looking for a place where God can bless, well, this is it. He can bless, man. Phonies and hypocrites were in the early church. They were in it for themselves. They wanted recognition. Tell me the name of the couple that wanted recognition. That's why they gave their gift. What was their name? Ananias and Sapphira. Correct. What a mess! Can God bless that? The early church? Are you kidding me? That thing ain't gonna fly, is it? Oh, yes. I guess the church flew, didn't it? Amen? Because it really ain't about you and me. It's not about you and I being perfect. It's not about you and I having our act together. It's about us really realizing, man, we're a mess. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need your word. I need help. I need to change. I need to repent. I need to get right with God. Amen? Wow. What happened? Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read it, and I got to hush. We're just going to read it, Raj. Then we're done. Acts 2. The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. Do y'all remember that? Yes or no? And remember, they talked in tongues. Remember that? But a lot of people say that's just gibberish. Excuse me, read your Bible. I'm firm on this. You can be what you want to be. That's your business. But they spoke to Scythians, to Greeks, to Parthians, to different ones that were there in the crowd, and they could understand in their own language. People from Galilee, fishermen, were able to speak different languages. That was the gift of God. And the church was born. The Holy Spirit came that day. And remember what the people said, the religious establishment, they couldn't understand the different things that they were, the different languages. And they said, these people are what? Drunk! And Peter said, we ain't drunk. It's only 9 a.m. We don't drink this early. That's what he said. That's what he said, basically. And you know what? Peter stood up. Peter stood up. Peter stood up with the 11. The church was born. He lifted up his voice. Peter, you can preach. He lifted up his voice. He said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken unto my words. Read it. I ain't got time. The whole sermon he preached. Powerful sermon from God. Here's the last thing he said after he got done talking. Listen, verse 37. Now when they heard this, heard what? When they heard him speak, when they heard him talk about Jesus, when they heard him plead for them to be saved, they were pricked in their heart, these people. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, say it with me, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, say that with me, repent and be baptized every, that means you, in the name of who? Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can go and call on any God or any prophet you want to, have at it. But there ain't one name that you can call on when you get saved, that's Jesus. And by the way, if you want your sins forgiven, that's what Peter said. He didn't say call on Fred, call on Jesus, and you'll be saved. For the promise is unto you, to your children, to all that are far off. A mess. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did Peter testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Pop it up there, Rod. Keep moving. So can God bless a mess? Oh, yes. Check it out. What did they do? The early church was born. Follow it with me. Let it be a pattern for us today. I want you to read this with us. I want we to eat this up before we go out here and eat that chicken. I want you to feel what they felt. Here's what they did. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day were added unto them about how many? 3,000 souls. So what did the early church do? Say it with me. They what? That's what you need to do here at Fellowship Church. When I'm preaching the word of God, you need to receive the word of God. Not like, well, I don't know, I don't believe I got a letter this week. Ugly letter lady wrote me. I think she listens on the radio. I read it last night, went over to the office and read it. Should have never done it. Made me mad all night long. The point is, hey, I don't have every answer. I know people might, some of them might not. I understand that. But listen, if it's the Word of God, you need to receive the Word of God. Amen? That's a church that's going to be on fire for God and love God and do the right thing. And God will bless a church like that. They were baptized. If you've been saved, put your faith in Christ, you believe in Jesus, what in the world hinders you from being baptized? You need to follow Jesus in baptism and live for Him. Why? That's what they did. Why wouldn't I do that? They continued steadfastly. That's what we need to do, fellowship, in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread and prayers. That's what we need to do. Continue steadfast, teaching the word, in fellowship. I don't like how much y'all eat together and all that kind of stuff. Sorry, they did. There's some things that I can't do. I can just up here talk like this to you. But we can get together instead of sitting here and you're back there. We can get around a table. We can eat some chicken. We can have a senior fellowship. We can have things at the beach. We can get together. We can talk. We can start to love one another. We can communicate to one another. We can grow together as a body. That's good. You got it? Let's keep doing that in breaking of bread, in prayer. 7 men met me this morning, prayed for me in a truck out front. Yesterday we had about, I guess we may have had 60 men yesterday. I don't know how many we had. It was a bunch. We prayed together. That would, man, you felt some of the most powerful prayer come down yesterday around that old fire that we were around. It was incredible. Got to keep doing it. Y'all listening? And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done. What was it? They what? Feared the Lord. That doesn't mean you're scared to death. You can't talk to Him. It means, God, I stand in awe of You. You amaze me. I give You glory. We got to do that as a church. All that believed were together. That's that word fellowship again. They had things common. The ground's level at the cross. The ground's level at fellowship too. Won't have any tears of different people who look down or over people. That's just not how we do it. You want to be a leader? Serve the Lord. Amen? They sold their possessions and goods and they parted them to all men as every man had need. What does that mean? Nobody put a gun to their head. They did it cheerfully. They were glad to give. They sold things to help those that were in need. Those in the body of Christ had things taken from them. They were perhaps homeless. They loved them. Can God bless a mess? Sounds like they're trying. And they continually, daily, sat with me with what? One accord in the temple, in breaking bread. Whether they were at church, whether they were at somebody's house, they had unity. They were in one accord. God will not bless a church where there is fighting and bickering and gossip and crap. Excuse me. He won't bless that. Well, I'm just a mess. No, you just a nut. Stop that. Amen? Don't do that. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added daily as the church should be saved. So they praised God. I don't like music. You need to like music. You need to like to praise the Lord. That's the old flesh saying, I don't like that. The Spirit saying, stop it. Praise me. Praise the Lord. Amen? It's good stuff. They had favor with everyone. I love this. I went to Bonefish about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I don't know. You just got there. How long have you been there? 7 months ago. See how time flies? And I'm sitting there. And your manager, who's back, I don't know her, Brandy, she came to speak to me. And she said, you've got to meet our new manager. It's great to work for a man of God. That's what she said. I'm just coming out to have dinner. You got to meet him. And so she brought him to my table, and we met. And you know what? It's like the Lord gave me favor with this fellow. I met Alan. It's like the Lord gave me favor with you. That's the church, man. You know what I'm saying? I could go through the town here. Where's Gene Martin? He's somewhere. I was at a hardware store the other day. Is this a true story? I'm at a hardware store, and one of the ladies way down the other aisle hollers out back to me, doesn't she? Favor. Amen? We're 8 years in a high school. Who would have thunk that we could be 8 years in a high school, something that's government-owned? Isn't that crazy, say church? Come on, praise God with me. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? That's the favor of God. I'm just trying to say it's not us. It's not being clever. I'm a mess. You saw me, right? God. God. They had favor with the people. The Lord added to the church daily should be saved. Not a week hardly passes here that we don't see somebody saved. Had a man come to my office this week, except after you and I met. A man came to my office right after me and Alan. And after about an hour and a half, he gave his heart to Jesus Christ. Right in my office. No game playing. I said, look, you don't have to do anything for me. You don't have to come to church. You don't have to do anything except believe on Jesus. That's what the church is about. Y'all hearing me? Say that with me, would you? Let's go over the list. Stand up, would you? Come on, we got to go. The people are going to be mad at me at church property. Here we go. Church, can we say this together? This is who we are. This is who we need to be. We need to be like that early church. Amen? Come on. Say it with me. Will you say, I will, before every one of these? Here we go. I will gladly receive God's word. You got that one? Number two. I will be obedient to the Lord's commands. I will be steadfast. I will fear the Lord. Awe and reverence. I will voluntarily serve the Lord. This is the church. God will bless this mess. Amen. I will freely give to the work of the Lord. I will continue in... Can we do that one again? I will continue in... I will praise the Lord regardless. I will walk in the favor of the Lord. Where did I get that crazy list from? Acts 2. Amen. That's good for fellowship today. And yeah, let's praise the Lord that we're receiving that today. Amen. Good. Praise God. I got a lot more message, but we're cutting it off right there, and that was a good place to cut. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning in prayer. And before we just run out of here, we'd like to close and let the Lord just have a little time talking to us, okay? Father, thank you for this morning. Father, thank you for a church like this to where I can be myself. I can get up and talk even about things that are uncomfortable. And I pray that it wasn't in vain. And I certainly pray your word won't return void. I don't believe it will. And I pray that you'll use the mess of my life, the mess of Fellowship Church, to bless somebody today. I pray there's not a soul here today that would think they're outside the reach of the mercy of God, of the blessing of God, of the touch of God. I pray that wicked one wouldn't have a hold on their head right now to make them think that way. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us first. Thank you, God, that you sent Jesus, your one and only Son, to die and raise from the dead for us so that if we would simply believe, we would be saved. We would have eternal life. Your word, your promise. Thank you for that, Lord. And I pray that if there's some here that have not done that, I pray they would do that today, even before we leave this building. In Jesus' name, amen.